Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What's bugging you?
And I know I'm not speaking just for myself, but so many of them, other Americans out there.
Get it off your chest now.
We're not alone.
877-W-SKY-TALK.
I got to bug up my pie hole. Oh, yeah.
On 97.3, The Sky.
Yes, we're here for you. We can provide a little entertainment information. We cannot provide heat, though. That's not what we do here on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it's time for What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those, but call in. Don't be shy. 877-975-9825. And let's go to Pam. What's bugging you?
Well, besides the fact that I went to go press my button on my car to call you about what's bugging you and realized I didn't have my phone. I had to go back home and get it. Huh. Oh, my gosh. But what's bugging me is I want the criminal illegal aliens deported, but I don't want them deported because I want them put under the jail. I don't want them to have any other chance of ever coming back. And if you deport them, look at how many people we have deported over the years, and all they do is just come back. What is it, like, oh, they've been deported 6 or 7 times? No, they need to be somewhere where they cannot ever come back.
Yeah, especially when it's a capital type crime. Yeah, I think a lot of people would agree with that. And yeah, you're right. A lot of times they're heinous offenders and come back time and time again. Felonies, all this stuff. Yeah. Hopefully the Trump administration will make some great moves, but they to do something really solid long term, they're going to need Congress to at least do something. Well, let's go to Jen. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Good morning. I want everybody to picture the thought of building a wood framed house right along the coast, and when a hurricane is coming, making sure not to have a house that's raised up and making sure you do not cover your windows. This is how it is to me in California. They redo the same thing. They don't want to do any prescribed burns. I remember there was an article that the whole man's neighborhood burnt except for his house. And then they found out the reason why his didn't burn was because he cleared all the brush around his house. And then the homeowners association fined him for doing that. To me, unless they get their heads out of their orifice, they are not going to get ahead of this problem. Yes, wildfires happen, but they can do a lot to help mitigate it. And that's what's bugging me.
Yeah, I think simply put, when you continue the same kind of activity, doing things the same way, and expect the outcomes to be different, that is the definition of insanity. And you're right. These catastrophes, the only shining little thing that can come out of them is the fact that we can maybe learn from them and prepare for them better, help to prevent it, help to prevent the damage to be as bad. 877-975-9825. Call in now for What's Bugging You. It's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. And good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. What's bugging me is Trump has stated that he won't rule out the use of military force to take Greenland. The problem is that Denmark is one of the original NATO members making Greenland NATO property. So I think it's a bad idea. If he's really concerned about Russian Chinese, just get some NATO troops stationed up there. That's all they need to do. Thanks, guys.
I never heard him say that. He was asked the question, would he use military force to take over Canada and or Greenland? And he specifically said, no, he's going to use economic force. In other words, strengthen ties with Canada. And he's not going to use it. I never heard this take it off the table. You're not talking about Greenland. You're talking about protecting Greenland, maybe? I don't know. But that cold medicine may be getting to you.
Well, good.
But didn't it sound like he had a cold?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, I'm not picking on you, Mark.
A bad connection.
Hope you feel better.
Not only bad
connection. No, he sounded very nasal and, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do that neti pot thing.
Oh.
Take your vitamins.
I see.
Zinc.
Yes. I'll do all that. I can't be snorting things up my nose. I'd make a terrible drug addict. I could not, you know, back in the day, no.
Do you like needles?
No, not okay. crazy about those things.
So, okay, good. I mean,
I'm going to be a terrible drug addict now that I think about it.
And that's a good thing, Greg,
yeah,
because
okay.
God help us, you on drugs, that's all we need. Hey, I don't know if it fits under, but I guess, I don't know, doesn't bug. Peter Yarrow.
Oh, yeah.
Of Peter, Paul, and Mary died.
Yeah, it's sad.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. 86, of course, 86 was old. But every year we get closer to that, we're like,
yeah.
He was a spry 86. Anyway, Peter Yarrow, he helped to write one of the group's most enduring songs. You may have heard of it before. Do you have it, Lyndon? You don't have it, Lyndon.
That one.
Oh, you're too good.
Well, thank you.
Speaking of drug addicts, is that what this song's about?
See, I don't think it is.
Really?
But I could be wrong.
You're naive.
Uh-huh.
Puff the magic dragon.
Bubble, bubble on that bong.
And frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Honolulu. Little Jackie Paper loved that rascal Puff and brought him strings and sealing wax and other fancy stuff.
Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea.
Oh, there's Mary. The autumn mist in a land called
Honolulu. It's funny, I was at the supermarket the other day. I almost bought a can of Honolulu. You ever heard of that?
Maybe was that homily? Maybe that you almost bought.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Homily.
Potatoes. Don't let letters get in the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Peter, Paul, and Mary. Now, did they try to name themselves after, like, you know, Jesus figures?
I don't know. Maybe it was just a coincidence. I don't know.
Okay.
You know?
All right. Because if they did,
yes,
then I might cut him some slack on Puff the Magic Dragon.
Right.
Otherwise, you 60s hippies, you burnouts.
And they were old lefty hippie, you know, but they were probably happy hippies back in the day.
Happy, the good old-fashioned hippies, man.
Not like these new.
You know, they're about peace and daisies and good things.
What is it you always say about the new ones? They smell like what?
Patchouli oil.
Yeah, that's right.
Or they just smell like they haven't bathed.
Well,
I guess more water for the rest of us. I shouldn't complain too
much. Yeah, but you're limited on when you can use it if you live in certain places. And that bugs Bob.
Yeah, unless you own a bottling company. Whoa. Don't water your lawn.
There's a way to wrap up the
whatever.
Segment. Yeah.
That's what I say there. Whatever.
Uh-huh.
That's why I moved out to God's country and dug the deepest well deep into the aquifer.
You're attacking Mother Earth?
No.
Okay.
I'm letting her flowing waters energize and flow forward the way God intended it.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay, I like that.
It is 728 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Thanks for participating in What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Coming up at 8:05, Congresswoman Kat Kamick will be joining us on the air right here on 97.3 The Sky.
The stories that matter.
The Republican Party now reflects the country.
Every day.
This is a mandate to change the way Washington works.
All day.
Isn't it nice to win? It's nice to win.
On 97.3, The Sky.
Day one promise, mass deportations.
What happened?
Tom Homan, borders are...
What it means.
Get the hell out of the way, because we're coming.
What's next?
Florida U.S. Senator Marco Rubio.
Mike Waltz, National Security Advisor.
The transition that's so smooth.
24-7.
The news station.
News Talk 97.3, The Sky.